Welcome to Talks from the Bible. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Matthew 3:1-3. Isaiah had predicted that one would come who would prepare the way of the Lord. John came preaching, announcing the coming of Christ and the arrival of his kingdom. John had been sent by God, and his message was from God. John preached fearlessly and without embarrassment. The message of John was a summon of righteousness. The preacher called for repentance. Israel must now accept the voice of the prophets as they predicted the coming of Christ into the world. All of their traditions must be disregarded. Israel must know that heritage could not replace righteous living. John rebuked them for what they were and called them to a higher standard of obedience. Their faith must no longer rest in the precepts of the law, but they must come to know Christ as Savior and Lord. God was bringing a new order to humanity, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of Jesus Christ was at hand. Jesus would emerge on the scene not long after with the same message. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Both Jesus and John preached with a note of urgency and authority. The call to repent urges a change of heart and direction of life. The kingdom would come with power by the death and resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Acts 2:31-32. In his resurrection from the dead, Jesus had been raised to sit on David's throne. The kingdom promised by John and Jesus was now present, and the gospel called upon those who would repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins to be the subjects of this eternal kingdom that the power of God had brought into reign. Jesus is at God's right hand, ruling over his kingdom until he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15:25-26. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.